Hikawa Nyotai Jinja. In a quiet corner of Saitama, a different kind of shrine sits beside what was once one of the largest lakes in the Kanto region, Mount Minyuma's vast wetland. This shrine honors the female counterpart of the great Hikawa Jinja in central Saitama. The two are husband and wife shrines, traditionally paired with a third smaller one between them. Together, the three form a perfect straight line on the map. Modern measurements show, on the summer solstice, the rising sun follows the line exactly. A local marriage of geography and astronomy, set down by people 1500 years ago. The unusual thing about this shrine is its festival. Each year, although the Great Minyuma wetland was drained for rice fields 3 centuries ago, the shrine still holds a festival of boats. Wooden vessels travel a route that no longer makes geographic sense, across what is now dry land. The locals continue anyway. They carry the deity in a portable shrine to a place where, if you remember the past, water still belongs. This is what it looks like to refuse to forget. Not protest. Not nostalgia. Just continuation. Stand in front of the small main hall. The sound of birds. The murmur of distant traffic. The wind through old trees. The lake is gone. The festival remains. And once a year, on a particular afternoon, a small wooden vessel still travels across what was once water, carrying something the city has not yet been able to drain away.